Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, this is luxury healing, baby. Luxury healing means that we mind the business that pays, right? I'm not going to be out here spending a bunch of money on things that are just going to make me sad and I'm going to have buyer's remorse. I'm going to spend the money on things that make me feel good, people that, you know, make me feel good and go to places that make me feel good and things that resonate. Living is a luxury. Don't you think? When we're talking about luxury healing, some of us didn't even make it to hear this show. So I think that we all need to be cognizant of the fact that just to be living is a luxury. And when we talk about luxury healing, it's not always going to be cute. It's not always going to be free. Healing costs money. You think jail don't cost money? And when you're in an unhealed space and you go to jail, that costs money. You know, when you're in an unhealed space and you're doing things, you know, to your kids, or you're not paying your child support, or you're not paying your dues in the community, those things in the end will cost you money. That's a luxury that a lot of us don't have.
Hey, y'all. It's your girl, D. Scott. I am here. Oh, it is February 10th, 2022, and let me preface this show by saying 99% of what I talk about is really only 1% of my life, if it's even ever about me at all. So please do not assume that, you know, because I get people, oh, is there trouble in paradise? Motherfucker, I never lived in paradise. I've always lived in a small hell. So I've been seeing on the news lately and just getting disappointed and more disappointed as the days go by with the condition of our interpersonal relationships in the Black community. And one of the things that I've been seeing, and you know that I believe in the power of words, is there are a lot of Black men who are putting things, prefacing things by saying, you know, Black men suffer in silence. And that's why this man, you know, was mentally ill and he went online on a Facebook Live, three men to date, and killed his baby's mom and her boyfriend and killed his kids and then killed himself. Okay. I just did a live on my Instagram. If you guys aren't following me, it's at miss.d.scott. Will always be that way. And I talked about the fact that I'm getting tired of us using mental health as an excuse. Mental health is not an excuse, but it's actually a reason that someone may have had post-traumatic stress disorder and blacked out when they felt they were being attacked or they were triggered by something. But to wake up one day and go on Facebook Live like these motherfucking monsters did, these three men that did this to date, and decide, I'm going to go kill my baby's mom. I'm going to go kill my kids. I'm going to go just kill people in general. And so you're a piece of shit. You're not, you know, and then I'm seeing all this, you know, Black men go through things too. Black men suffer in silence. You know, what that does, gentlemen, is it puts you in the mind frame that the victims didn't matter or that the victim somehow she deserved to die. And what was really scary for me was I was getting this eerie feeling that a lot of the Black men, you're reposting this man on live, killing his whole family, and, you know, you're sitting there saying, like, you know, men go through things sometimes too. Sometimes we cry in the shower, or sometimes you text a bunch of bitches, or sometimes you try to seek therapy and other women's pussies, or sometimes you don't say shit to nobody because at the end of the day, you know, your thoughts are fucking wrong. You know, if you guys can get online and figure out who is who on an Instagram post or on a Facebook post or a stripper or this, that, and the third, motherfucker, you can find you some fucking counseling and some goddamn therapy. Okay? And if you can't find no counseling and therapy, like I said in that live, you can walk in somewhere and say, can you help me? I'm having suicidal or homicidal ideation. I said, with the exception of veterans, and I was very specific about veterans. Veterans are a different kind of suicide. Those men are definitely suffering in silence, whether they're black, white, doesn't matter, because you know why? They went through a lot of shit. They saw a lot of shit that they can't discuss with nobody, not even their significant other, which is why their domestic violence rate is 30% higher than the average, which is probably why most police officers' domestic violence rate is 40% higher. So just imagine what that looks like in someone's home that you don't even know what the fuck is wrong with you, but you keep beating up your girlfriend and you beat her to death. Or you keep harming animals, or you keep doing things to yourself because you can't cope with what's going on. But what I will not allow y'all to sit here and do is say that just because a man is unstable and he is undiagnosed, I'm more afraid of the undiagnosed than I am of the men that actually went and said, you know what, I found out I was depressed and I went and got on medication. You know what, I found out that I was, you know what I'm saying, bipolar, and I went and got on the medication. I'm more impressed with a man that can keep up with a therapy schedule than I am with a man that can tell me how much his child support payments are and how he should be paying them. You know, and this is not, you know, an angry black man syndrome, you know, video or show. This is about the fact, I had to let my husky pup out, y'all, the one who sprained my wrist and gave me a hairline fracture that I'm still reeling from to this day, but people forget that when they assign me certain tasks to do at my job and even around the house. So the issue that I'm having is that we want to feel sorry for the black man after he killed black women, but we don't feel sorry for him prior to that, and nor did we have any type of sympathy for the victim. We can't keep it for black men. We can't do this because they're not getting better. They're not healing. They're hoeing. They are literally fucking thousands and thousands of black men who have parents who are in therapeutic settings, who have lovers or girlfriends who are in nursing or therapeutic settings. And we're sitting there, and we can sit there and tell you all day, these are your symptoms, this is what's going on. And you're still not going to get help because you know what you do? You want to self-medicate. You want to drink. You want to go and find the next high and the next raggedy bitch that you choose to date. You want to go and have internet relationships that are not real because it fucks with your endorphins and it makes you happy and all of it is fucking false. And then when you find out that all that shit is fake, all that love is fake, now you want to come back to the person that had your back and then beat up on her, okay? Because that's what a lot of, from what I'm understanding, that's what a lot of these men are doing. They can't cope with something, so they just take it out on the bitch that they don't want in the first place that's in the house with them, that's taking care of them, that's doing everything in her power for them. But you won't get help, but you'll go talk to her. You can't talk to your woman about some shit. You're suffering in silence. That is a fucking choice because you don't get to be a fucking raging asshole in a homicidal bitch and go and murder a bunch of fucking people on a Facebook Live, which would tell me that you weren't suffering in silence. You were suffering very loud. And it is not, I'm going to tell you something else. I hate the fact that we are putting this. How come nobody said nothing? Man, fuck these niggas. Because at the end of the fucking day, somebody probably did say something. You think mental health is just you going to the therapist one fucking time? Nah, bitch, you got to keep up with that shit just like you would any other fucking doctor. If you don't think that your brain, just like you keep hair appointments and barbershop appointments and sit in that fucking line all day, you can sit in therapy. And I actually had to stop being friends with a girl because after a couple suicide attempts and sitting there and, you know, I had to take her up. I'm very triggered by this whole thing, actually, having to sit with her. And she's like, no, I'm ready to go because they couldn't see her immediately at the VA because she was a veteran. And I'm like, but you'll sit and get a Botox appointment. This is about priorities. Are you trying to fucking feel better or not? And I told her, and y'all remember that show, it was called Trigger Warning, where I was like, the shit that you're doing is triggering me in a way that I'm going to hurt you. Because when I get triggered, I'm in a very good space. I'm in a space of healing. When I get triggered one too many motherfucking times, you're going to get exactly what the fuck you've been looking for. Male, female, I don't give a fuck. Anybody can get it. And it's not about violence. It's about my fight or flight, the way that shit is set up. You can't be doing these things. And then I also don't have very much sympathy for motherfuckers who are able-bodied that can show up for everything and everybody else but the people that are taking care of them. And I don't subscribe to that philosophy, like the people that you love the most, you treat the worst. Man, fuck that. Fuck that. I'm not being celebrated. I'm not being, you know, curated in spaces where I'm made to feel healthy and as a whole, bitch, bye. Because I have done very well by myself. And yes, mental health is a fucking struggle. But you cannot hold somebody's hand. Make the fucking, listen, let me say this. I have held people's hands, made the fucking appointments, took them to the motherfucking appointments, sat with them, gave them medication, you know, all type of shit and ideas and holistic approaches. And guess what they do? They do enough to get back into the position that they wanted to get, which is typically their boyfriend or girlfriend's arms, and then they stop treatment. That is a fucking choice. Black men suffer in silence. But you're loud about every fucking thing else. You could tell it. You can. Black men suffer in silence, but you want to talk to me about a table and what I bring to it. You wasn't silent when you was trying to figure out how much money I made. You see what I'm saying? And again, this has nothing to do with my relationship at all, okay? Black men suffer in silence, but they'll go have a bunch of kids, which we know, like I said in the live, hypersexuality is typically attributed to the fact that there was some inappropriate sexual conduct as a youth. Y'all be sitting up here glorifying your friends, talking about, yeah, I lost my virginity at 11. I was 8. I was 12. Nah, baby, you was raped by Miss Carla, okay, Miss Darlene. You was raped, and that's why you have unhealthy expectations now. Y'all can sit up and watch porn, but you can't find no online. Listen, do y'all know that they have online therapists right now? So you could even do the shit from the courtesy of your own home, the comfort of your own home. So I don't want to keep hearing in reference to, let me be clear, because I know y'all going to repost this. I know you're going to be like, oh, wow, you come for me, motherfucker. I'm bringing all the bombs, okay? I'm bringing statistics, I'm bringing studies, I'm bringing all that shit. You undiagnosed motherfuckers are the most dangerous people on the fucking planet, okay? Because you will hurt a bitch and make her feel like it's her fault. You will. You women, you get with these men that you know are fucking unstable, and you encourage them to go out there and hit the block, and you encourage them to do things that are unhealthy and unsavory, and you feed them fucked up shit. And you think that that's helping his psyche, and you sit there and you allow him to treat you like shit, right? He's going to get better. No, baby, he's not. He needs to go see the lady, okay? You men, you get with these women that are unstable. And again, this is a trigger for me because we just had a friend that passed away from that. Didn't just wake up one day and say, hey, I'm going to, you know, kill my man. But she did. And the signs were there. It is nobody's responsibility. If you can hold a job, and I'm not talking about the schizophrenics. I'm not talking about the people that are suffering, you know, with MICA, mentally ill and chemically addicted issues, and people that can't even hold a job because their mental status is not. But you know what's funny? Even those, even the ones on the spectrum, they keep their doctor's appointments. They keep, you know, their medication where it needs to be. Mental health is a lifelong journey. That is why it is called an illness. Your chemicals in your body change all the time, all the time. You know, my mother had so many mental health issues that, like I said, we write in a book about it without putting my family's business out there. And we all suffer from something. But I think that to say that black men suffer in silence and nobody ever does this for black men and nobody shows up for black men and no one understands the black men, well, start fucking talking then. Stop fucking, you know, licking your wounds. Anybody that'll fucking listen to whatever bullshit fucking happiness story that you fucking have today, all that grand risings, queen, nigga, fuck you. How you all right? You doing okay? We're coming up on the anniversary of my brother's brother's death. And I could tell you with great certainty, and I know he will not mind this, my brother was not okay. He wasn't. But because he is stable and he comes from a place of love, when he stabilized after those feelings about, because his father and brother died on the same day, two unrelated incidents. One died and one was murdered. To fuck you up, right? And he was not stable for a minute. And I remember when he snapped out of it, because he's not dealing with any mental health issues, he came and he apologized to me. And he said, I'm sorry, you know, for, you know, the things. And I said, man, I'm not even tripping, because I knew what it was, because this is a stable man, father. This is somebody that has two jobs. He curates things. He creates. He literally is life. But there are also men that I know that they do shit. They're unstable fucking 2 weeks out of a month. This is a problem. You didn't even have a trigger that caused you to be this way. You might want to go talk to the lady. Okay? There was a time in my life that, you know, black women, we don't get to be, mental health is an inconvenience for us. We got kids, we have jobs, and we're just supposed to suck it up. So even when we are loudly suffering, nobody doesn't really come to help us. We depend on our girlfriends, our mother. We depend on mental health specialists. We depend on medication. But you want me to believe that black men suffer in silence, and they are such good liars, and they are such good womanizers, and they are such good cheats that they suffer in silence. No, they don't suffer in silence. They suffer in ignorance. They suffer in talking about the wrong shit. I don't think that black men show up for each other the way that black women show up for each other, and just women in general. And I'm going to say that. Listen, I have seen black women, white women, Hispanic women, all types of women, just when you're having a moment with your toddler, they understand it. When you're postpartum, they understand it. And you let shit roll off your back when you know somebody's having an unstable moment. You get a moment to be unstable. Anything after a moment based on a specific trigger, if you keep getting triggered, baby, you need help. You need help. When I was getting to a place where I kept getting triggered just by a song I would hear, something I would smell, something I was doing, it was time for me to heal from that, which is why Raging Reiki got started, because you guys don't understand, unless you go through that rage, you're not going to get to heal. And I was in a situation yesterday where I almost addressed somebody on the way that they were handling their rage, and I didn't, because I actually was proud of that person because of the way that they responded different because of something that I had said previous, the last time they were triggered. And I had literally, it was like the gods had sent me this post, and it said something like, you know, black men are not allowed to express their emotions. And this was the best post that I read in reference to mental health. And then I'm going to close the show out with this. It's not that black men suffer in silence. It's just that when you do suffer, you're hurting people. So if you're suffering, we're suffering too. Your children, your job suffers, your money suffers, your woman suffers, your mama's suffering because you're being violent towards everyone. And he said, you know, black men are not allowed to express our feelings. And then when we do express our feelings, so whether you got a crybaby, which I don't mind a tear, you know, shows me you're human, or you have somebody that is hyper-violent and they go and they smash things and they hope smash things, even rage is a release of emotion. And he said, now we've released this emotion, and now you either think we're violent, you're scared of us, or we're crybabies and we're emotional wrecks. He's like, and then we're judged for it. So when I show my violent side, he said, you know, that scared off a lot of women because they're looking at it as if I could be violent towards them, and that's not the case. He said, the reason that I'm being violent in this space that I own is because I don't know what to say. And so when they don't know what to say, they just do. And so I was actually proud of this person for not stepping away. I didn't appreciate that. That was a coward move. But for not addressing a situation, going and doing what they needed to do to get the rage out, and that was a stepping stone. And then instead of me being able to tell that person, you know what, you did a good job with this, this, and this, this person turns around and shuts me out and acts like everything is okay. That is what we as Black people do. You know, Black women will fucking disrespect the fuck out of you and then turn around and be like, girl, you know, your hair looks nice. Girl, if you don't shut the fuck up, I don't say that shit. You have to come through the front door with me. Some shit, okay, we could work through it, but you got to come through the front door. None of this, hey, what was the name of the such and such? Fuck you. Let's address what the fuck already happened. Okay? I don't take kind to people talking to me like they're crazy because you're not crazy. You're just unstable. A lot of us are not well and we are not fucking playing with you. And so a lot of you men, you get with these unstable women, and these are the same women that end up fucking your kids up or killing you. And you knew she was unstable, but you just thought the coochie was so good. Please keep in mind, unless you was the first person she did that to a bunch of motherfuckers. You are not fucking special to an unstable woman. She is going to find, unstable women are no different than unstable men. Y'all hold. Y'all are going to continue to seek affection wherever the fuck you can get it if you can't get it from the person that you want to get it from. And then that person that you want to get it from becomes the villain. Oh, they never cared about me. They never did this. They never that. No, they was just sick of you being fucking unstable and not doing anything fucking about it. So they left your ass and went and got with someone that had healthy boundaries. Okay? That didn't fucking hide their phone being sneaky or you know what I'm saying, not transparent. That didn't keep tabs on their exes. Unstable women are the same fucking way. Unstable women be having whole other motherfucking lives, and I know because I was unstable after my mother died. Bad. But I also didn't sleep with people like that. I wasn't messing with nobody because that's how hurt I was. So some of y'all don't even be unstable. You're just attention-seeking. But what I'm not going to do is sit here and allow people to say that Black men suffer in silence when you're very loud when it comes to things that are disrespectful to our community, disrespectful to yourself, and disrespectful to women or your children. But you're quiet about things that are hurting you. Y'all don't have to make that shit make sense. You really are. Because at the end of the day, we're all we have. And if we can't continue to curate relationships with each other, then our entire lineage just dies off. I'm in a space right now, if I get married, that's what's up. If I don't, that's what's up. I alone am an icon. So I don't need to be taken out of here by somebody who can't control their anger or they can't control a breakup. So y'all got to be careful dealing with unstable. And again, this has no bearing on my relationship. My shit's fine. Everything's gravy. We're coming up on an anniversary and everything else and Valentine's Day. But no, you will not see a photo because if a motherfucker ain't posting me, I ain't posting them either. And we just gonna be ghosts because, you know, it's about security, you know. But at the end of the day, Black men, stop minimizing the fact that these men killed these motherfucking mothers of their children by saying that these men suffered in silence. That is not a reason for them to have gone and killed off whole families. Three different incidences, three different men did this. And y'all sitting there, because it makes me feel like you wanted to kill your baby mama too. Oh, why would you say that? Because why would you automatically, when you hear a man killed his baby mama on Facebook Live, and then the kids, wow, mental health is serious. No, the first thing I'm going to say is I hope this motherfucker fry, you know? Because if you want to do that to yourself, not that that's okay, but that's suffering in silence, okay? The beautiful woman that they claim walked off the top of the building and all of that stuff, if she in fact killed herself, she was a lawyer, she was beautiful, you know, she was, you know, Miss USA, all these other things, that's suffering in silence because you saw no indication of her being unhappy anywhere. That's suffering in silence. Robin Williams, that was suffering in silence because he had a head injury. Okay, you being verbal and motherfucking your baby's mom and bitches ain't shit but hoes and tricks and this nappy-headed asshole and all this stuff, and you still stick your dick in them and you still give them the time of day, you just the same thing. So So no, you're not suffering in silence. You're suffering in consequences to your goddamn actions. And I'm going to leave y'all with this.
Wish I could see through, see deep into you, and know what you're thinking now. Show through, won't show what's in feeling.